Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of Sunday's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, last week we had to cancel our Sunday morning schedule at Grace because of the effects of Hurricane Ida. We had some tornadoes that were moving through our area last Sunday morning, and so our elders decided that we wouldn't meet, and I think that was a wise decision. We certainly need to pray for those folks in Louisiana, and we need to pray for others across the nation that were affected by that storm. But we didn't get to start in Acts 13 as we had planned, but Lord willing, we will tomorrow. Acts 13 is that chapter where the church at Antioch in Syria moves fully into the spotlight of Luke's historical account. This was the first church to commission and send out missionaries, Barnabas and Saul, as we'll see. And in the first three verses of that chapter, we see how all of this came about. And what we're going to focus our attention on tomorrow as we look at those first three verses in Acts 13 is how God built this church, how he brought it into being and brought key people to it and empowered it to carry out his eternal plan. And not only his plan for Antioch, but throughout the world, really. And what we'll see very clearly in those opening verses of chapter 13 is a church that was built by the Lord Jesus Christ. It was put together by him, brick by brick. We're not talking about a church building. We're talking about the living stones, the people that God added to his church there in that city. That's how the Bible describes a local church and the members that make it up. They are living stones, spiritually alive, and each one placed right where God wants them. We see that taught in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, which says you are as living stones being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus made a great statement about how his churches would be put together. He said in that verse, this great statement, he said, I will build my church. And that applies to the church at large, God's universal church made up of all born-again believers everywhere. But it also applies to local churches. True biblical local churches are built by Christ, too. He is the one who puts them together. He adds people to his local churches as he calls them to himself in regeneration and salvation, and also sometimes as he moves them to a new location. And every local church that is a genuine assembly of born-again believers can look at its history and look at its makeup and see the handiwork of the Lord Jesus Christ and how he put it together. I'd like to ask you as you listen today, are you one of the living stones that Christ has added to his church and to one of his local churches? Have you been born again? Have you been brought to life spiritually? Have you been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light? Are you a genuine living stone in the church that Christ is building? You know, you can have your name on the roll of a local church and not be a living stone in that church. It's something very important to consider. And only those who have been brought to life spiritually by the power of God's Spirit, those who have been born of God and have turned from their sin and turned to God through saving faith in His Son, only they are genuinely part of the church that Christ is building. So we're going to look tomorrow at the makeup of this church at Antioch, this great church that was a shining example of how God builds one of his local churches. And I believe we'll find great application for our church as we do. So I hope you'll be there tomorrow to see what the Lord has for our lives in this part of his word. If you're not a member of Grace and you live within driving distance of Grand Bay, we want to invite you to come visit with us tomorrow or any Sunday that you're able. We have members who live all over South Mobile County, and some of them drive a good little distance just to come be a part of our church, of the Lord's Church at Grace Baptist Church. And so we want to invite you to come be with us tomorrow. I believe you'll find it worth your while to visit Grace. You'll find friendly folks and a warm welcome when you visit. So we sure hope you'll do that. I want to say just a brief word about the COVID virus. We are taking precautions when we meet together. We're not shaking hands like we usually do and that sort of thing. We're keeping some distance. Also, we have some of our folks who wear masks. You certainly can feel free to wear a mask if you wanted to do that. And we are just going to continue to try to push forward and continue to meet. We know that the virus is very active right now, but we're taking some precautions as we meet, and so we hope that that will ease your mind if you would like to visit with us. We're located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay. That's 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. We're just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. We meet at 9:30 for a time of fellowship in our fellowship hall. 10 o'clock is our Bible study and Sunday school hour. And then 11 o'clock is our worship service. If you'd like more information about our church, you can find it at gracegrandbay.com. Gracegrandbay.com. And you should also be able to find information about our church on the page that you're on, the landing page, they call it, for this podcast. If you're on your phone or a tablet or a computer, you should be able to see elsewhere on this page information about Grace Baptist Church. Well, I want to encourage you to set aside some time today to pray for tomorrow's service. Pray that God will meet with us in power and that lives will be touched and changed by His Spirit as His Word is preached and taught. And then let me encourage you to invite some people to meet you at church tomorrow, some people you know maybe who aren't in church, who are looking for a church home. Invite some people to meet you at Grace tomorrow. I believe it'll be a blessing in their lives. If you're not able to attend tomorrow for some reason, the sermon will be available. We're going to begin, especially during this time of the virus where some people are having to stay at home, we're going to start trying to make this available early Sunday afternoon just as quickly as we can after the service. We'll try to have it available no later than 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. Well, that's all for today. Again, I appreciate you listening. And Lord willing, we'll be back next Saturday for another edition of Let's Open God's Word.